The Gospel for Monday of the 10th week of Ordinary Time is Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 to 12. The Beatitudes. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. Thus they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus, speaking to his disciples, presents to them a view of life according to God, and it's practically a complete reversal of the view of life according to the world. His followers are called to receive this light, which is unavailable to the world, whereby we see things in communion with God. And this is a fortunate way of life. It is a blessedness. Those who receive this light and who respond through faith by entering the Beatitudes are truly blessed. Now, let's go quickly through the Beatitudes, and we see how different they are from the mindset of the world. Blessed are the poor. Who are the poor? Not only those who have no money, but those who truly depend on God. Some poor people do not know how to trust in God. Many rich people do not trust in God either. So, poverty of spirit is a relationship with God by which we depend on Him, we follow Him, and those will have the kingdom of heaven. The poor then will become sharers of the kingdom. Blessed are they who mourn. Those are people who grieve over that which is wicked. We should mourn that there is evil in the world. It should hurt us personally, even if it doesn't physically affect us. We should be mourning about the wars that are happening in Syria, in Iraq, and in other places. We should mourn to see so many who do not even know Jesus Christ. Those who mourn in this way will be comforted. Blessed are the meek. These are the lowly who patiently wait on the Lord amid all the afflictions and refrain from anger or vengeance. The meek are those who know that God is in control, and therefore they should not respond on their own. Blessed also are those who hunger for thirst and righteousness. These are the ones who are faithful to the covenant of the Lord. They want to help all they can to bring many to be faithful to the Lord God, to live according to Christ's will, and that is authentic righteousness, different from self-righteousness, which is some attitude produced by ourselves, thinking that we can be righteous on our own. Those who trust in God and are faithful to God are righteous in God. Then, blessed are the merciful. Mercy involves an inner identification with those in need. In other words, you experience to some degree what others are suffering, whether they are being persecuted, whether they are confused, whether they are sick. Through the grace of mercy, we identify with my brother, my sister. And the Lord says, those who are merciful will be shown mercy. God does care for us and suffers our reality also. He cares for us. Blessed are the clean of heart. Clean of heart are those who love God with an undivided allegiance. That is, their minds are not polluted. Their hearts are not divided. They're completely, entirely for God. And if anything comes that they know it's not truly from God, they do not allow it into their hearts. Blessed are the peacemakers. Well, peace includes more than absence of hostility. It denotes a right relationship with God. It is a communion with the will of God. Peacemakers are those who strive to bring about harmony with God and with others. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness. And then the Lord says, blessed are you. This is something personal now. When they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. What do we do in situations like that? We usually will react in the flesh. The Lord tells us, rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. Because that's what they did to the prophets as well. So when you're insulted, rejected, for the cause of the Lord, rejoice and be glad. And by doing this, we do an act of faith. I know I'm entering into the Beatitudes, so I rejoice. God bless you.